Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
All right, a great spotlight episode here. Rich Casanova here, host of Buckhead Business Radio. And from the Business Radio X studios here in Buckhead, we have some special guests here joining us in the studio and traveling all the way from Toronto, Canada. We want to welcome George Kariakis joining us in the studio. He's the Director of Business Development for FreshBooks. It's an online cloud-based accounting service, right?
That's
bookkeeping
right.
service. And your counterpart is here this morning also joining us, Boris Petrov. And you're from also from?
Toronto.
All right. So you guys actually we were mentioning via email that y'all were going to be here in Atlanta, and we use the service here in our studio, and it got my attention, and you just did a demo here across the street at Lenox Square at the Apple Store here in Atlanta. So tell us, our listeners, what that was about and, you know, what you were introducing the product to some users in the store. George?
Yeah, we kicked off a program with Apple here in Atlanta today. So we're going to be going out to different retail stores, Apple stores across America, and they're showing off small business solutions. So that's what we were doing today in Atlanta, showing off a small business accounting solution, FreshBooks. So we were there demonstrating the product, answering some questions for some local customers.
And you're the Director of Business Development. And for those people who haven't heard about FreshBooks, let's rewind for just a moment. So I had mentioned before we went on the air that we had been using a different accounting system, cloud-based service, but it was just felt kind of antiquated and it wasn't real user-friendly. It was kind of doing the job, but it seemed like we were doing more work, and it was just, it didn't anticipate some things, right? And there's some features that we felt like could be utilized. And I mentioned, actually, I saw FreshBooks advertised on CNBC. Very slick presentation, the way it was, it just got my attention nonetheless. And you offered a free trial for the service, so we enrolled in that when using it for our accounting and invoicing. I mean, there's so many cool abilities to interact with your customer in real time, but George, if you would kind of tell us about FreshBooks and what's your claim to fame or unique selling proposition, if you will.
Sure, yeah. So FreshBooks is a cloud accounting solution, and we call it accounting, but really it focuses on a couple of key business functions. It's for small service-oriented businesses, so companies that send invoices as part of their business, and it focuses on a couple of key things, creating and sending invoices really easy, managing your expenses, and time tracking your time. And so it does those three things really well, and it does them through a mobile platform and a web platform. So you can do it through a web-based device, computer. You can do it through a smartphone, through a tablet, PC. And so the form factor is customized for whatever situation you're trying to use. And so we've built a lot of features from ground up to make it really, really simple. In fact, our CEO and founder had a small business,
okay.
And what they did was there were about five employees, and they web design.
Right.
And one day they used Microsoft Word for their invoicing.
Right.
And one day he overwrote by mistake on his invoices, so he lost all his invoices. And so
this
has got to be a better way.
Right.
And so he and his tech buddies decided to write some code, and so they created this little app that did invoicing for them, and so they used it to invoice their customers. And so the customers liked it so much, they would ask them, where did you get the software?
Yeah,
how do you use this?
Right.
And so the light bulb went on, and they realized we're onto a solution here. And so 12 years later, 10 million users later, and 120 different countries later, we're now the number one cloud-based accounting solution for service-oriented businesses.
Wow. I know some of the stats we were talking about. Yeah, 120 countries. 10 million users, you said?
We're approaching 10 million users, yes.
Wow. But I didn't realize number one, we're definitely impressed with it, like we said. So Boris, your role over there in, support, I love the title, right? Is it on your business card? Support Rockstar.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a big part of what we do. Make it fun.
Yeah. And when you call in, you do kind of get that atmosphere or whatever, right? And you mentioned, some of the folks who have joined the team over there, kind of the creative types and a lot of energy and interesting vibe. Tell us about that experience or.
Yeah, absolutely. The support team really is the lifeblood of FreshBooks in some ways. We have a ton of fun, and we're just there to help all these small business owners through their busy day and with any questions that come up. So, you know, part of the growth in FreshBooks has been you pick up the phone, you give our support team a call, we pick up in less than two rings. We don't even have a phone tree. So you get the help when you need it, and we'll spend a half hour with you. We'll spend an hour with you. It really doesn't matter. And we're just there to help.
And I was over at the Apple Store this morning doing y'all's presentation. I think George was telling the story, but Boris, tell me the sequence of phone calls if they don't get answered on what, the second or third ring. That was very, very cool.
Yeah, so like I said, there isn't the phone tree.
Right.
So what happens is our goal is definitely within three rings,
right,
to pick up. But if at the fourth ring, we haven't made it for whatever reason, it actually goes company wide. So everybody has the opportunity to pick up the phone because there isn't that backup phone
right.
tree. And that includes the CEO as well. So Mike, Mike has picked up calls in the past. It's
right.
been a while.
Right,
we've been on top of
yeah.
it. We're pretty trigger ready, but it's a total possibility. So some customers
right.
have had that surprise and delight
right.
of speaking with the CEO himself.
Wow. But doesn't, the janitor roaming the hall or somebody in the elevator can't just pick it up, whatever he has. So it has protocol, yeah.
Yeah. So part of our story too is that the everybody that starts at FreshBooks spends their first 30 days on the support team, learning about the customers first and foremost, and then learning about the app itself. So they're trained that way
right.
for situations like that where they might need to pick up the phone.
I mean, that's genius because a lot of times you bring someone on board and they have this tremendous experience. Like you said, George, 17 years at Microsoft, right?
Yeah, I spent 17 years at Microsoft before I came over to FreshBooks.
So you figured a person with that experience could bypass answering phones, right? But
so think.
The psychology behind that, right? Though, right? I mean, because you had to spend your tour of duty on the phones.
I did. I started in March, and
right.
they told me about this great customer support organization and how customers love calling in. And I kind of rolled my eyes, and I've heard this before. But then when I did a month on the phones myself,
right.
so I got to experience it firsthand. They're right, because it is a fun experience.
Right.
And so customers, once they've had that experience, are comfortable calling back in again. So if they've got a
yeah.
question, they don't feel, averted to not calling. So they will call back, and you quite often get customers who are used to calling you.
Right,
right. Right. So it's a great experience, but it also forces you to drink the Kool-Aid. So you learn the product inside out. So to your point earlier, when you're off customer support and your phone rings, you're okay picking up the phone and answer some questions.
Yeah, you're up to speed. And also you probably, there's having that pulse on the customer base, right?
Right.
And also you pick up probably, I imagine the rock stars over there. If you're getting that similar question, that goes into the hopper, into the back to the developers, whatever, right?
Correct. We actually use a program called Slack, which is an instant messaging program,
uh-huh.
Internally. So if someone does get asked a question, they don't have to transfer the person over. We actually use Slack quite actively. So
right.
we'll ask that question while we're on the phone.
Right.
We'll ask that question, and the support team is all on there. And so they'll race to answer the question. So you may ask me a question I don't know the answer to. You won't even realize that I don't know the answer. I'll ask you a couple of qualifying questions. In the meantime, I'll get an answer through Slack and I'll respond back.
Nice. So we're talking to George and Boris with FreshBooks, and it's an amazing system, online, cloud-based bookkeeping, right? So talk to us, Boris. There's a, what's the, point of contact for people listening to find out about the services, and there's an initial offering that they can enroll in or try it out?
Yeah, absolutely. FreshBooks.com is really the easiest way to sign up. It's
right.
It's a simple business name and email address, and you're out the door with a 30-day free trial. So
right.
everybody gets access to that 30-day free trial up front. There's no obligation, no credit card or anything like that. And then, of course, we have our through the Android Play Store and the Apple Store,
right.
we have the actual mobile apps as well.
That's what I love about it. We obviously use it on our PC, but we use it tablet, smartphone, and I can see in real time activity. It shows me what my what our current outstanding invoices are as soon as somebody pays. And then there's multiple options for folks to pay, right? I mean, you mentioned in the presentation up to like 16 different. Talked about the merchant processing or the options for your clients to pay.
Yeah, no, great question. So the other thing that it does is it creates the option to be able to have your customers pay via credit card online.
Right.
So there are about 28 million small businesses across America. And of those 28 million, we currently process about $18 billion in transactions through FreshBooks. Of the 18 billion, 16 billion of those transactions are still cash and checks.
Really?
2 billion are done through credit cards. And so what we're doing is we're making it a lot easier to bill and give your customer the option to pay with credit card.
Right.
And so what that does is it creates flexibility for the customer so they can do it easily. But it also gets, as the business owner, it gets you paid faster.
Cash flow. It's still king, right?
Right. So they get paid on average 5 days faster when they're using FreshBooks, which makes them more profitable in the end. And in terms of options for payment, when you set up an invoice and send it out, it gives them the options. You mentioned 16 gateways. There are a number of different payment gateways that were integrated and used. So you can basically pick the one you want to use. However, because of the theme of keeping it simple for your customers, we've got three that we primarily promote. And so it's PayPal, Stripe, and then an option called FreshBooks Payments, which is a partnership with a third-party company. So we make it really easy for them to just pick what payment solution they want to offer, and it accepts all major credit cards.
And just so many features that come to mind is when we use it is I've sent out an invoice. If for some reason they want to make a partial payment, they'll do that, and then I get an alert. But also that balance remains active. And then if they give me a check, I put it in the system, and then they get an. I can choose to alert them. One of the cool features you all did not really touch on, I don't think, during the presentation, but I love. You kind of mentioned a little blurb on it is the reoccurring invoices. That makes it super simple, easy. I have them set up on the 25th every month, and then without me touching or logging in or doing anything, those clients get their invoice based on all the items that I've categorized for them, right? And then I've even gone probably the step further is that if they're not paid at that point, you can set up, I think it's set for 5, 10, 15, or 30-day reminders.
That's right.
Because that was the other thing. We used to use it before. We'd do a PDF or we'd email them an invoice. And then it's in kind of la-la land. You don't know if they got it, right? If they're planning to pay it, or how much they paid, or then they got to mail you a check or whatever, right? But also, another feature is you get to see in real time, a little secret sauce, if they viewed the invoice.
That's right.
Right?
I love that feature. So it's autobiography. So it shows you the invoice that you're in draft mode, you haven't sent yet, the invoices that are sent and received. And like you said, when your client reads it, opens it, reads it, it tells you that they've read.
Right, the invoice. So they can't say I didn't get the invoice. Yeah.
Correct.
Right. But actually the reminder thing is key too, because people get so many invoices, right? And or so much email. So you see that they viewed it. And even myself on my end, I look at something, I intend on acting on it, but I go on to the next email.
That's right.
Right? And then this way I think it's a 5 day, 15 and 30 day reminder, right? And so but that's the other service that we're using, your competitor. Those are some of the things they didn't offer.
Right.
And it was just like, I could send out the invoice, but I don't think it updated in real time once they made a payment. There's just so many, missing elements to that. So, Boris, talk to us about a day in the life of a super support rock star. Typically, how many calls, how many people are there? Is there certain hours that people can call in, or what's the kind of the...
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So we're available Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And that's for phone calls, but we're answering emails 7 days a week at this point. So we get back to emails really quick as well.
Okay.
We try and turn those out within an hour kind of idea.
Right.
So we're really on top of it. It's a big priority for the company. Our rock stars are in there. We're a growing team. We're up to about 40 people at this point.
Right.
So it's a, it's a hustle bustle. It's a fun environment, and we're kind of set up shop right in the middle of the floor.
Right.
So, everybody else in the company is walking around and feeling that vibe, and it's a nice open concept office. So it keeps things lively and interesting.
Nice. And you're in 120 countries. So do you have people that speak 120 different languages, or do you have translators, or how does that work?
That's a good question. As we grow, there's people on the team that do speak like French and Spanish as examples, but we're mostly focused on English.
So FreshBooks is an English-based, English language product.
And the currency issue may be a factor as well, right? Or no?
No. Currency and local taxes are not a factor because they're all built into the program.
Really?
If
you're in Australia or Greece or Bangladesh or
Zimbabwe, or doesn't matter.
Wow. And those are just three of the 120 countries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we should have you on International Business Radio. Maybe we'll rebroadcast it on there. But just for our listeners, you're listening to Georgia Business Radio. Your host, Rich Casanova, here in our Buckhead studios. We're talking to George and Boris from FreshBooks. And just as I mentioned earlier, we adopted the service. And if you're, we are internet based, we're streaming on the internet. So maybe we'll send you some more business. Yeah, we upgraded to the, well, talk to us about the different packages, because we started out with the freemium,
yeah,
right? Which you can't beat. But obviously, with any of those, you have, allows you to bill like one client or so, or up to five, or
correct,
what are the
yeah.
parameters?
Yeah, so there's the freemium's one client.
Okay.
And then, so in terms of pricing, $9.95 a month is up to, you have up to five different clients.
Right.
In any given time. So you may have, you know, you may have more than five clients, but concurrently at one time, if you're only billing five clients, that, then the $9.95 package
right.
is good for you. And then, up to 25 clients is the next one. It's $19.95.
Right.
And then we go to unlimited users. So you at $29.95, you have unlimited usage.
Really?
And then there's the, you know, the biggest package at $39.95, where you start to have multiple staff on board as well.
Okay.
So it gives you unlimited customers and then a certain number of staff.
And speaking of ranges of services, I think you had a great question during the Q&A in the presentation this morning about where y'all kind of fit in your sandbox or your lane. So who's your, talk to us a little bit about your customer base, who they are, what they look like, and then where kind of your services are best fit as opposed to some other options that people may have.
Yeah, good question. So our customers, they're typically four kind of key industries. The overall umbrella is small micro businesses that do, they're service oriented, that send invoices out to their customers. And so if you look at the kind of how that breaks out, there are kind of four key categories. One is professional services based, so law firms, consultants. The second are trades,
okay.
So carpenters, plumbers, electricians. The third are creative agencies, web agencies, radio stations. And the fourth are IT and developers, so developers. And then you've got, I guess, the miscellaneous category, the dog walkers and the
right.
cake makers, and so everyone. In between. What we don't necessarily do is we don't really focus too much on retail. So point of sale, it's not
right.
really a point of sale solution.
Okay.
And then in terms of the size of clients, it's, you know, one to 10, 15 is the sweet zone. So
okay.
sort of our lane, as you
right.
said. But we have some clients that are 50 to 100 employees. They've grown and they just want to keep using FreshBooks for
right.
their invoicing expenses. Once you get to a certain size, you have more accounting needs. So you may do
yeah.
accounting in-house.
More moving parts and
correct. And that's where you may bring on a full-fledged accounting
right.
solution. So we're not full-fledged. So we don't do your tax returns and your ledgers.
Right.
You'll use your accountant to do that,
sure.
or you use a full accounting package to do that. And so in some cases, we've got clients that will, you know, outgrow FreshBooks and they have like an accounting department or an accountant on staff, and they may move off FreshBooks into like a full accounting solution. In a lot of cases, we have clients that stay with FreshBooks because they just love the experience and the product, and they'll take on an accounting package to do their specific tax needs.
Right. And they don't want to lose the ability to pick up the phone and call a support rock star, right?
Exactly.
So Boris, I don't, either one of you maybe can answer this, but talk to us about kind of some of the reporting abilities and maybe either over the phone or just customer feedback. What seems to be like, if this is a fair question, some of the favorite that people just, you know, love of the services.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take a stab at that. So, I mean, talking about reporting in particular,
right.
we offer a whole range of reports. It's a really big part to the system, to be honest. So everything from profit and loss, expense reports, tax summaries, all of that's available, and timesheet details, for instance, as well. So if you're tracking your time by yourself or with a team, you can really understand what you're doing with your busy schedule. So profit and loss is a classic one. But all in all, of those reports are available right in the app. And then you can also export them and combine them, do with them whatever you need to do, whether that's for a different system or for your own needs.
And can you put them in pie charts and graphs and all that stuff? Whatever, people love pictures. And
there's some of that built into our home dashboard, yeah, and on our iPad app in particular.
Right.
But the full customization of it allows you to actually export to something like Excel or, okay, or CSV,
right,
and then you'd be able to actually manipulate and create those charts on your own. So
yeah,
we take a lot of the work off your hands, but the CSV is or Excel file would, yeah, still be there for you.
And just because I'm thinking as we've been using it, this is a feature I think is kind of unique, is that we didn't really talk about, is that the ability, everything's cloud-based, right? And this ability, you send out an invoice to George. I love during the presentation, Boris was just sending all kinds of invoices and payments to George, whatever, right? So, but you send those out and either make a full payment or a partial payment or on a PayPal or but I have a check right here. Actually, we just received it before you guys got in here, and I'll put this into the system and just be able to put in the note of the check, and it goes right into FreshBooks, right? And then as a deposit in the account. But the thing I was going to mention is that all the electronic transactions, but there's a feature in there that you can click, and you see where I'm going with this. And the wizards at FreshBooks somehow will print an invoice, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and send it snail mail.
That's true.
Right? Because some people, I like to, you know, because half the time you get an invoice, you'll print it anyway. You want something to put your paper file or just talk to us. I mean, that's probably not used a whole lot because that's not really your sandbox. The space is cloud-based, but to have that ability, and you can just click, right? And you got to think that you give me 5 free stamps to start off with, right?
I'm impressed you picked up on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
I've used it a couple of times, yeah.
I can tell. That's great. Yeah. So we do give that option. I mean, a lot of our clients, a smaller number, I should say, of our clients want to actually physically mail,
sure,
the invoice and not necessarily email or maybe as a backup.
Right.
And so we add, you're right, there's a button right in FreshBooks called Snail Mail.
Yeah, right.
And it's a third party service that we have set up. So
right,
you actually, exactly like you said, sets it up and actually sends through mail, paper based copy.
Right, yeah. Cause you can say you didn't get the, email or something like that, but just like a backup. I've used it a couple of times just to test. We have it sent here to the studio just to see how it look. And I mean, it looks like, you know, we have this huge international business going on or whatever, right? Or global company. So just remind our listeners one more time, how would folks find about your services and what are some of the offerings there? Boris, you want to remind them of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's freshbooks.com. It's right there, and it's just a company name and email address to get started. And everybody gets access to that 30-day free trial up front.
Nice. So anything else on the horizon or cooking over there?
There's always stuff cooking.
Yeah. Except for the books, right?
That's right. So we are working on a number of partnerships that, you know, without getting into detail because we haven't,
yeah,
announced yet,
right,
that'll make it a lot easier for customers to not only manage the accounts receivable end of their,
right,
business, but the accounts payable end of their business as well. So giving them,
okay,
options.
Cool. Yeah, we had recently a transaction for a $7,500 invoice. And I'm thinking, man, the fees are going to be, you know, add up really quick and it'll be a little steep. But the trade-off is you get the deal, right?
And you get payment.
And you
right
get
away.
Payment, the cash flow, yeah.
Right.
And it's just, you know, seamless. Well, we could do the next hour of FreshBooks Radio. maybe we'll put that together. Have you guys call in from Toronto, right? But before we close out, so tell us about this road trip. How often are you in North America? In the U.S. And you have some other cities on the radar. And is this part of your job title? Is traveling around and the spokes model for FreshBooks?
Yeah, so we, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, we launched this program with Apple today here in Atlanta. So
really?
Atlanta was the first city.
Oh, okay.
Actually. And we are down here, actually, we're going to go down the panhandle. So we're actually driving down Florida. So we're doing,
nice,
a number of cities in Florida as well, visiting the Apple stores and talking to customers. We're going to be doing this in major centers across the United States. And I've got support rock stars like Boris to help,
right,
to help do this, you know, because we think face-to-face is important. But we also want to combine that with some creative multimedia and web-based,
right,
seminars, sort of sessions as well. So we're going to be interspersing it with a number of webinars as well.
You should just video your presentation at the Apple Store or whatever, right? And there you have your online video explaining, because you did it. It was cool. You did it. You had a video, but then you had the real live Boris, talk to us about your presentation. What's some of the key points you rolled through during your live presentation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's always great. You can talk to things as much as you want, but
right.
a real demonstration yeah. is way more impactful.
Right.
So what we tried to do was talk about FreshBooks and then show the goods as well, right? So we walked through kind of our three main points, which is easy invoicing, which is professional and, you know, takes your business to the next level, but your easy time tracking on the go and expense tracking as well, which is those kind of three hot topics that pretty much every small business needs.
Yeah. Yeah. The time tracking is something that doesn't really, is not in our business model, but it was interesting to see that because you had the clock running and then in real time, kind of in the back as that tradesperson or the person who was engaged or providing whatever their service provides, right? So Florida, you can go down to my home state. Say hi to my Aunt Patsy while you're down there, yeah.
Tell her to come by and see us.
Yeah. What city, in Orlando or Fort Lauderdale, South Beach or no?
So tomorrow we're in Jacksonville
okay.
and then is it Orlando and then Tampa?
Yeah, Orlando, wow. Tampa, and then Miami.
Yeah.
Dang, you are, yeah. So what other states is next after that?
We're doing this first. We're going to evaluate with the Apple folks.
Okay.
And then so we're having conversations with a number of folks across the United States. So we haven't actually booked the next series. We are doing the next ones up in Canada. So we're doing it in the Toronto area. And then we're coming back down into the States.
That's pretty impressive for a company your size to be able to do the road trip like that and in person to have that exchange and meet your customers. You had a great crowd at the Apple Store first thing this morning. Well, I just want to say thanks again for being here and remind your listeners, you're listening to Georgia Business Radio, our host, Rich Casanova. And thanks to Boris and George for joining us here in the studio on behalf of FreshBooks and getting the good word out. And you may end up from our live internet streaming broadcast be getting requests to fly to New Zealand or Brazil or somewhere, right?
Well, thanks for having us. And yeah, we'll jump on the plane.
Absolutely. Thanks again.